This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we meet a midwife that is going to Haiti and the film crew that will be following her. Jennifer Hoadley has been a labor and delivery nurse for 6 years. Not long ago, she was communicating by text with one of her nursing colleagues, who at the time was working in Haiti. The nurse was dealing with a child with low blood sugar and wanted to know how much of a specific IV fluid to give.
I was telling her how much to give and then realized that she didn't even have the correct IV solution. She didn't have an IV pump. She didn't know how to calculate IV drip rates. They didn't have the proper medication to give the baby when it had a seizure. And it all just came to light to me that they really don't have any resources to take care of sick babies.
And that was the moment Hoadley decided one way or the other, she was going to Haiti.
It's just one of those things that, like, when you read about it and you start seeing just how bad it is and you know that you have something to offer that could maybe make a small difference, and it just sparked something inside me that just got the ball rolling with this.
And the more she read, the more she was disturbed by the dismal statistics Haitian women and children were suffering from.
Haiti has the worst maternal child health outcomes in the Western Hemisphere. They have upwards of an 11% neonatal death rate, which is just absolutely, like, unheard of.
The neonatal death rate is the number of live infants that die before their first 28 days. Hoadley says an 11% death rate is beyond comprehension for someone living in the United States.
If you ask a labor and delivery nurse, have you seen a neonatal death in your career, it's 2 or 3 if they work in a normal hospital setting. If they work in a high-risk setting, it's maybe a little bit more. Me personally, in 6 years, I've seen 1.
There are lots of reasons why the death rate is so high for Haitian babies and for their mothers. Lack of checkups, proper medicine, and the fact that 85% of women in Haiti give birth without any prenatal care are just a few.
They don't have anybody in their village who provides prenatal care. They don't have a medical school. Their government is so corrupt and broken right now that they don't really have much of an education system at all. And especially for poor people, there's nothing.
Hoadley initially thought she might raise money for a group she discovered called Midwives for Haiti, but instead she decided to fundraise a plane ticket for herself. That way she could volunteer her time and skills as a nurse to the nonprofit.
I mean, it would take millions of dollars to dump into a system like this to fix it, and that's not really the solution. The solution is to go there and teach and to leave behind knowledge, because that's everlasting. I give it to one person, that person gives it to another person.
Gathering the money for her trip will be just one of Hoadley's hurdles. She'll also be traveling to a place that isn't exactly safe. The United States government calls the threat level in Haiti critical in the areas of crime and political violence.
There has been kidnappings and murders. There is disease. HIV is very common in Haiti. Typhoid and cholera are currently kind of at epidemic proportions there. So sure, there's risks associated with it. But I mean, you kind of just have to put that in the back of your mind and just move forward. You can't be afraid to make a difference. You can't be afraid to do what feels right.
Hoadley won't just be volunteering while she's in Haiti. She'll also be co-producing a documentary about her trip to raise awareness about the country's lack of prenatal health care. For that, she's teamed up with Bryant Maynard, the president of the group Alaska Film Forum.
For a project like this to work, the driving force has to be someone like Jen, you know, someone who is not doing it for the money or is not doing it for the press or anything like that. But it's something that's going to get done whether or not the film gets made. It's an honest passion project, and we as the Alaska Film Forum are very happy to be a part of it.
Maynard says the documentary's goal is to do more than just paint a bleak picture from the outside looking in.
And the way that we wanted to handle that was not by just bashing you over the head with all these images. We wanted to make all of those scenes count and make you really think about them and immerse people in the story in such a way that they feel like they're there because they're watching relatable characters react to everything that you see. So it's not just like watching an infomercial where you emotionally detach.
And Jen Hoadley, the protagonist for our story, already has a clear message in mind for the movie.
My biggest thing is I just want to inspire anybody to just not ignore their passions. You can't walk idly through this life. You have to find the things that inspire you and make you happy. And really, at all costs, you have to figure out what fulfills you and do it.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.